I remember speaking at a baseball chapel years ago, and our boys were actually blown away. They got to go with me to the Yankees chapel, and they said, oh, there's Don Mattingly. He's been a hero around our house since our kids were little. Now, if you're not a baseball fan, Don Mattingly, you may not know that name, but he's one of the kind of legendary guys around that's still alive today. He was Yankees first baseman. His home runs and batting average and consistent fielding made him possibly one of baseball's all-time greats. Interestingly enough, we were impressed at our house not just by his baseball ability, but to this day, our guys talk about his attitude. A pretty refreshing one. See, he always, even though he was a well-paid star, he didn't seem to fall prey to that well-paid star attitude. He always seemed to be amazed and appreciative that he was where he was. I mean, you'd hear Don Mattingly being interviewed, and he would say something like this, I just love baseball. I still love it like when I was a kid. I feel so lucky to be wearing this uniform. He'd get to spring training early. He'd take extra batting practice. See, there's something very special about a seasoned veteran's ability that is coupled with like a positive rookie attitude. But it's hard to keep those together. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what rookies have and veterans lose. Our word for today from the Word of God, John chapter 9, verse 16 is where we'll begin. It's about the man who was blind from birth. He's been healed by Jesus. The Pharisees are more interested, though, in analyzing the miracle. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. Verse 24, a second time, they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man, speaking of Jesus, is a sinner. Well, the conversation continues, and they say, we know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. The man answered, now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from. Yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. You know what you got here? A clash between spiritual veterans, the Pharisees, and a spiritual rookie. The Pharisees? Oh, Bible experts. They're religious professionals. And they are confronted with an amazing supernatural intervention. Are they excited? Are they celebrating? Are they seeking the Lord who did it? No. They're analyzing. They're debating. They're trying to put a name on it. They're trying to protect their own position. That's the danger of being around Jesus for a while, being professional where you used to be passionate in your faith. It happens to athletes. After a while, that youthful enthusiasm fades and they become hard and cynical and calculating, all about themselves. They lose the wonder of the rookie. The blind man here, he's a rookie. He's fresh from being touched by Jesus. He's excited. He's expectant. He's bubbling over. But the veterans, they just make it all complicated. It's simple to the rookie. I was changed, and Jesus did it. What keeps the excitement alive is continuing to be changed by Jesus, no matter how many years you've followed him. Sometimes the rookie who has just experienced Christ knows more instinctively than the veterans who are analyzing Christ. And it could be that for all your years of being around Christian things, you've missed Jesus, you've missed Christ, because it's all been a head trip. He's in your head, but he's not in your heart. You'll end up 18 inches from heaven because you never moved him from your head to your heart. Let this be the day that he becomes your own Savior from your own sin. Listen. Here's a question. Have you gone from experiencing God's working to just analyzing it? Maybe what used to be the simplicity of a warm give and take with Jesus has become the complexity of rules and organization and politics and meetings and theological hair splitting. A veteran should be the most excited of all. They've had the most years to have it all happen to them. There's something very special about someone who's got that seasoned veteran ability and a positive rookie attitude. Listen, don't ever lose the wonder.